Want to know what successful people are doing with their money to create wealth and use it consciously for the greater good? Welcome back to Wealth Unplugged, the weekly podcast that gives you diamond tips on creating conscious wealth from change makers, world shakers, and wealth creators. Now here's your host, Barbara Turley.
Hi there, and thanks for joining me again for another episode of Wealth Unplugged. This is the podcast where I give you the key takeouts that I pick up from the guests I've been interviewing on my Feminine Wealth TV show. I've had everyone from amazing entrepreneurs to investors right through to philanthropists and people doing great things to change this world. All women, of course, being the Feminine Wealth TV show. And you can catch those shows over on my website at energizewealth.com. There's a whole host of shows over there to watch. So getting on to this week's show, I had one of the loveliest women I think I've met in a long time on the show this week, Robin Foister, and she is the founder and publisher of a multimedia platform called The Carousel, and you can catch that at thecarousel.com. But Robin has been the editor of some of Australia's largest magazines, and she was also the former publisher of 8 of the largest magazines in Australia. So think Harper's Bazaar, Clio Magazine, Australian Woman's Weekly, and she was like the publisher of all of those magazines all at the same time, so managing all the major editors there. So she's had a keen, you know, eye on the magazine and media industry for a very long time, having come up through the ranks of journalists through to editor and then on to that sort of publisher role. And I wanted to interview her because she recently launched this new concept called The Carousel. And I guess she had left that, you know, the security of a high-paying corporate role to get out like the rest of us and launch her own business. But what I loved about her, and it brings me on to my first key takeout from Robin, she talked about the fact that, you know, you've got to watch where the future is going when you want to launch something. Because just because something's been done successfully one way in the past doesn't necessarily mean that if you launch that you're going to be successful. You probably want to keep your eye on where things are moving and where things are going. They always say, you know, watch in hockey. I think that the big thing is to say, don't go where the puck is. Go where the puck is going, where it's going to be. So you need to know where everything is going. And in the case of Robin and The Carousel, she had worked obviously in the magazine industry for a long time, and she could see that things were really changing, you know, and that the magazines, although people are still buying print magazines, she was very aware that there was a lot of change going on out there and people were moving online in droves. Not only that, people are now looking for, you know, online, digital, but bite-sized content. Everybody wants video, and they want video and content that's optimized for mobile. So that was number one. She could really see that change happening, and she wanted to stay ahead of the curve and do her own thing in this space. But the other thing she talked a lot about was this idea of branded content. Now, I loved this because it was basically branded content is where, or I think it's called native content as well, is where you're bringing people who are advertisers. Advertisers are looking to get away from the kind of tile ads and more into articles that have been specifically written about something that they're trying to advertise by a writer. So what you're really doing is creating a platform where readers can get the content that they really like in the format that they like, and advertisers can get access to readers in a format that suits them but also suits the reader, and you're not bombarding them with ad content. So I just loved that Robin has brought this whole concept together and built the next gen of sort of magazine publishing, which is The Carousel. Now, she was really inspired. I asked her about Arianna Huffington because, of course, Arianna Huffington did a similar thing in the US, and now globally she's become a household name and she's developed such a persona out of what she did. So Arianna Huffington was originally the editor of the Washington Post. She was an editor there. And then she launched her own blog and put it online. And lo and behold, within a few years, the Huffington Post actually exploded and became almost arguably as big as the Washington Post, and technically probably a bit more influential than the Washington Post ever was. So she could really get her own voice out there and the voices of multiple different people in the Huffington Post that maybe the Washington Post may have been a bit limited in. So I just loved this whole thing of Robin really looking at where the future is going and then thinking very strategically about, well, if I'm going to launch my own business, rather than doing a me too thing, Let's think about where things are going, where the future is going to be. And, you know, be a maverick. Get out there and create the future the way you think it's going in your industry. You know, you could do the same thing in whatever industry you're in, as long as you keep your ear close to the ground and you're not afraid to, it's not necessarily taking on risk. It's not afraid to step out and be a leader and be ahead of the curve. And as I say, Robin has done this really, really well over at the Carousel. So, and I guess maybe in Energized Wealth, I mean, when I think about what I'm trying to do at Energized Wealth, it's a similar sort of concept. I realized that in the financial industry, where I saw the gap was, you know, there's the financial advice industry desperate to have people pay them to give advice. But they lament this whole problem where how do you turn the need for advice into demand for advice? And there's a big gap in the market around educating people around money so that they then can go and feel confident to seek the right advice. And I just felt that that was a gaping hole in the market. So I came in with Energized Wealth and decided that that's exactly what I would build and get the conversation of money into the mainstream and get people really thinking more strategically about business, money, and investing. So I guess that brings me on to my second key takeout from Robin. She made a really good point. She has some really good mentors, and one of them actually is an investor in the Carousel. But one of her mentors had told her that really the ingredients for a successful business are five key things you need. First of all, of course, you need a great idea. And you need to be passionate about that idea, but you need a great idea. Number two, you need money. I mean, I know that sounds so obvious, but how many people are launching businesses without the money, the right money to back them that they need? Number three, you need good timing. So sometimes you can have a great idea, you can have the financial backing, but the timing just might be wrong. You might either be too early with an idea, or you might not be looking at the fact that there's industry flux going on. There is change in the economy. Now, this is a seriously key one that people don't watch. The economy might be slowly tipping over, and you just might be launching an idea at a time when things are becoming tight, and it might be better to wait a year or two for things to turn. Number four, you need balls of steel. And I call this your hustle-o-meter. How hot is your hustle? You really need to be able to hustle hard, because even having a great idea, financial backing, the right timing, but an inability to go out and hustle for deals and do deals, it will limit your ability to be successful. And number five, you need luck. And this is the thing, you know, a lot of people, when they fail at a business or things don't go their way, they start blaming themselves, and they're really, particularly us women, we beat ourselves up about it and we blame ourselves. When sometimes, you know, you just got unlucky. You just, things just, the right ingredients weren't there in the right proportions. Or maybe you had all the other four, but they weren't there in the right proportions. And you need to, a failure is only a failure when you quit. So if luck wasn't on your side, then you need to look at the other four ingredients and think about, you know, the ratio of one to the other, and think about maybe how you can rejig them to get them more strategically placed for you. So I'd really focus on those five key things and look at, you know, I mean, I'm very passionate about believing that passion is not enough alone to build a successful business. Now, I know there's going to be some of you out there listening thinking, no, you know, do what you love and the money will come. Well, I'm going to tell you right here, right now, that that is what is tripping up so many, particularly women and heartfelt entrepreneurs out there, the sole entrepreneurs out there. It's tripping you up in business, because it is not true. Do what you love, yes, you have to be passionate about what you do. You have to have a great idea that the public actually wants. So it's not just that you have to be passionate about it, the market needs to want it. But you also need to remember that money is very, 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 very important. I can't stress it enough. Because, you know, everything takes longer than you think to launch. That's the first thing I would say. And it will cost you three or four times more than you anticipate. So if you launch a business with a great idea, but you don't have enough money to back you and to keep you going, the business is in danger of failing, whether it's a brilliant idea or not. And so many startups fail because they run out of money too early. And their whole idea goes to pot because they don't have enough money. And this, you know, obviously involves, maybe you need to think about raising capital. And, you know, this is something that Robin did. She did raise capital to launch the Carousel, because she knew, although she had the model and she knew she had the passion and she had the right idea, she knew that it was going to take a lot of money to produce a platform like this properly and to have the right inputs and the right money. So not only did she put a lot of her own money in, because investors do like to see that you've got skin in the game, but she did go out and raise capital. And as she said herself, it's quite a stressful and sort of arduous process. So you need to be ready for that too if you're going to actually go that route. And just, you know, get educated on it a little bit before you go down that route. So, like I said, I think my third key takeout really is that money matters. And I can't stress this one enough. It's not just passion. Money really, really, really matters. And as I said, things are going to cost you more than you think. So potentially, you need to do your numbers. I always say, you know what? The numbers never lie. The numbers never lie. Numbers are unemotional and they never lie. And if the numbers don't work and if they're not looking like they're working out for you, you really need to go back to the drawing board and think about, how do I raise more money? Now, if it's a small business, you may need to just approach family members. But if you're going to approach family members and friends, you know, who might be interested in investing in the beginnings of your business, you need to have your numbers done and you need to show where the revenue lines are coming in and where the people are going to get their money back. So again, a lot of people get very caught up on an idea and the passion behind an idea and their love of the vision. But without the numbers to back it up, you're getting into very, very dangerous territory. And although you might be excited by your idea and you might feel like I'm dampening all your excitement and enthusiasm here, I just want you to think more strategically about the money end of things. And you know what? Every woman that I've had so far on the Feminine Wealth TV show will echo the same thing. They have all said the importance of, I would say, three main ingredients. You need passion, you need money, and you need a strong team of people. Now, those people might be outsourced offshore staff that are cheap. They might be friends that are just helping you out, or they might be a fully fledged team that you're paying. But in any case, you can't do everything by yourself. And these are the ingredients that you need for success. And I would urge you to think, if you don't have these things yet, maybe it's worthwhile spending another year or two getting these things in place and getting structure and strategy in place before you launch, so that you can guarantee your success. Okay, so I hope those are, like I said, some really key points and things that are going to get you on the path to success before you start. Or if you're in the middle of things right now, maybe you need to take a step back. Maybe you need to pause things for a month and really think about how you're going to get these things in place. Okay, so that's it for this week. Next week, I have a very interesting lady on the show next week, Cecilia Robinson, who is the group CEO of a company called My Food Bag. And what I loved about this company is I had actually thought of this idea myself a few years ago, so I was so keen to get her on the show and listen to how she launched it. And this woman is only 29, right? She's 29 years old, and she's already killing it. But like she said herself, she wasn't an overnight success. So tune in next week, and I'll give you some key takeouts into how she actually got My Food Bag going. Remember also, if you love the show and if you're finding value in it, please let me know in the comments below. Wherever you're looking at it, you can comment over on energizewealth.com under the Wealth Unplugged podcast area. You can also leave a rating and a review over on iTunes if you're listening there, and that really helps to build this show and get it out to more people. So I would love and be so grateful if you would do that for me and for the team who put this show together. Until next week, have a great week, and I'll see you then.
Thanks for tuning in. Come and join us on energizewealth.com to continue the conversation. Get your free video training, 7 Steps to Energized Wealth, and watch the video interviews that were the inspiration behind this episode.